This I Believe. Mrs. Melba Bennett of Palm Springs, California, helps her husband run a dude ranch. The beauty and quiet of the desert is often said to be a place conducive to thought, and the beliefs held by Mrs. Bennett are the products of quiet thinking and the experiences of active living through the Depression, war, and relative peace. A businesswoman, grandmother, and participant in the political activities of her community, she now reveals her personal creed.
I have always believed that we are each a small part of God's plan, and that each individual must assume the responsibility of filling his own place in that plan, that we must repay the gift of life by developing our potentialities to their fullest extent and make of ourselves a perfect instrument. It was only gradually that I became aware of how this could be accomplished, that although as a girl I lived within the security of a happy family circle, it was only a temporary security, that I must use those years to develop my own character and make myself ready for whatever life might demand of me. I must determine as soon as possible the worthiness of my moral timber in a storm. It's not easy for a young girl to find testing grounds, and although I had made various attempts to prove myself, I was dissatisfied with the opportunities and the results. At 28, I was a happily married woman with 2 children, but still doubtful that I had found my place in the plan. It didn't seem that I was leading as constructive a life as was possible. My husband and I discussed it, and both agreed that we were not living up to our conviction that we must share ourselves and the things that we believe in, that we were really leading selfish lives and only going through the gestures of usefulness. Our country was in the middle of the Depression, and we were surrounded by fear, insecurity, and doubt. It was very difficult to arrive at the decision to break the pattern of our lives at such a time and strike out in a new direction. But we believed that if we really did want to be useful people, this was the time to prove it to ourselves. Everyone took the trouble to advise us against the step that we were about to take. But we staked what money we had on the venture, and with the financial help of another young couple, we bought a guest ranch on the desert, a defunct one. There was nothing to give us encouragement except the conviction that we were trying to do the right thing. We were offering employment to a few people badly in need of employment, and we were offering a way of life that we believed in, and we would be working together to make it possible for others to share our happiness. Here on the desert, God is ever present in the majesty of the mountains, in the limitless space of blue skies, and in the beauty of growing things. And there is time not only to see beauty, but to feel it, and enough solitude to think thoughts through. On the desert, one can't help but find things to believe in. I found at last my testing ground, for when the Second World War came around and my husband and son both entered the service of our country and my daughter was away in school, I was left to face the problem of operating our business alone. I was panicky. It seemed that I had nothing to lean on, and that now, when the test had come, that I wasn't ready for it. But I found that spiritual strength, self-reliance, and usefulness do give strong support. I found that I could accept one difficult challenge after another, that I could endure weariness and discouragement, that the problems of other people were more important than my own, that I could find things to laugh at, and that I could find time and reason for thanking God for my blessings. I have ceased to worry now whether I have found the right place in his plan. Now I am content that I have at least found a place.
That was Mrs. Melba Bennett, ranchwoman who has found contentment in her place in the world by living a life she believes in.